Welcome to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show, home of the premier guides and capmel.com.
There's lots of good eating fish out there. You don't have to be snacking down on carp anymore.
Captain Jason Prieto, Neil Taylor, and Danny Guarino give you the latest fishing forecast to keep you dialed in on the fish.
First of all, it shouldn't smell like fish.
So get ready for an hour of learning, laughs, and a little bit of cutting up.
You chose as your topic fish.
Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show starts now.
Now.
This segment brought to you by Grizzly Coolers, coolers that are made to last a lifetime. For more information on Grizzly Coolers, check out their website at grizzlycoolers.com or visit a retailer near you.
And welcome to the big show, Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show on Sports Talk 1040, The Team. I am Neil Taylor with Strike 3 Kayak Fishing. And here we are, another beautiful Sunday, April morning. Got a lot to talk about this week in the fishing world. We have Captain Jason Prieto is going to be in the studio with us today. The fishing has been good. I had a couple of days off around the poorer tides this past week, and now I'm back in action for most of the rest of the month of April. We've had no problem at all catching a lot of really, really solid trout. We've had good red fishing trips, and just overall, pretty much everything that we have out here, it is available, and it's there for us to catch. So that's pretty much that's the gist of the fishing world for Neil Taylor and Strike 3 Kayak Fishing. Jason's going to come in and tell us about his fishing experiences, which he fishes in areas where there's an availability of snook, something I don't have in most of the areas where I go. The Captain Mel Classic is a month away, May the 7th. This is every man's tournament. We have five divisions. We've got an open division, no motor division, which are, those are our two biggest divisions. We have a fly division, we have the ladies division, we have the junior division. Junior division's for the kids, ladies division's for the women and the girls. The fly division is separate. We have capped that division at 20 entries. They get a box of flies, get a 20 identical flies for every angler, and that's the format of the tournament. It is the longest redfish, longest speckled trout, longest combined inches is the grand prize in every division. So you can win first place with the biggest trout, you can win with the biggest redfish, and you win our grand prizes with the longest combined inches in your division. The other things that we have added to the format, bonus species is flounder. A $5 buy-in. The entire money pool for each division goes to the person who catches the longest flounder. So this is a photo tournament, so we go on length. We do not do weight. The other pool that we added last year for some interest, a $10 buy-in, and you go against people in all divisions. So everyone who puts in that $10 competes against everyone across all divisions who paid that fee. And that had a pretty good payout last year. It was about $900 payout for that. So that's kind of an interesting part of our event. Fat Cat Tavern is our host site for the check-in on May the 6th, Friday evening. You pick up your tournament materials. You ask any questions that you have. You go fishing on Saturday morning. If you are using a camera for your photos, you have to be in the Fat Cat and in line at 2:30 for your photos to count. Last year we went to having our participants email in their photos using their smartphones, and a majority of the people did it that way, and it worked very well. So we hope that we get that many more people doing it that way this year. And again, May 7th is the event. The entry fee is $30. It is 100% payout. Goes to our winners and to the charity, which is Suncoast Animal League. They were our beneficiary last year. They've done so much great stuff in the pet and animal world. We have made them the beneficiary yet again this year. So the tournament honoring Captain Mel Berman, my colleague who departed this world a little over 6 years ago, and this is the sixth annual event, and We're actually really, we're really excited about it. Our sponsor support is excellent. The prizes that go along for, you know, a lot of our third place winners come from all of our tournament sponsors. The monster raffle that we have to close out the program, supplied by all these sponsors. So we're very grateful to the people that support our event. Segment two, we're going to have the tides and weather, and we're going to, you know, talk a little bit about what we have coming up for the next week of fishing. Captain Jason's going to have some witty things to say and tell us what he's been doing out there on the water. So that's what we're going to have going on in the next segment, segment three, the Come On Man. If Jason doesn't have one, I'll take that one. And the fourth segment of the show, the Captain's Tip of the Week. But we're going to talk a lot of fishing in general. We're going to find out what Jason's been doing. I haven't seen him in a few weeks. Captain Travis had some boat issues, so he is not in this week. And he'd done 3 weeks in a row, so it was probably good to give him a little time off. The upcoming week, making a trip over to the 12 Fathom Factory. 12 Fathom, a show sponsor. Craig Bahe, just a great guy. The freshwater side of that company, Producto Lures. If you fish freshwater out there and you have not tried Producto Lures, go to ProductoLure.com. Look at what they have there. They make some tremendous baits. 12 Fathom is the saltwater side of the company and the lures that I use. The lures that I throw the most are the 3-inch mullet and the 5-inch Slam R. And I'm going over there to restock on Slam R's because our pinfish are back and they have destroyed a lot of my supply of plastic lures. So I'm going to go over and resupply, spend some time with Craig and Bonnie and see what they're doing. And then when I get back, I have 13 or 14 straight days booked, an off day, and another 8. So it is the busy season, and it's a great time of year. If you've taken some time off from fishing and you're thinking about going again, it is time because the water temperature is excellent. The opportunities we have on all these different species are great. So dust off that equipment and get back out there. Again, when we get back, for our second segment, we'll have Captain Jason on and me, Neil Taylor, with Strike 3 Kayak Fishing. Our official website of the show, CaptainMel.com, went through a major upgrade 2 months ago and really enjoying that new site. Join the forums. It's free. Fishing conversation on there 24 hours a day, so you are free to enjoy that. Indian River Lagoon news, less fish kill over there, but still a lot of concerns about the water quality. And they're sending out daily updates, and a lot of that's kind of government gobbledygook, and it's the same thing over and over. But they are monitoring it daily, and while I don't believe that they've come to any immediate solutions, at least they're studying it, and hopefully they're making plans to do something to make all that better, because that's just not good what's going on over there, and we don't need that same kind of thing to be happening in other parts of Florida. So again, CaptainMel.com, the official website, thousands of articles on there, dozens upon dozens of fishing reports from all over the state, and just a very current, up-to-date website on Florida fishing. So enjoy that site. Flounder, species that you'll hear me talking about a lot the next 6 months. Flounder have reappeared. We had a great 3 weeks of flounder fishing in the right locations. The full influx of flounder has not happened yet. We will be seeing more flounder, and we will be seeing more bigger flounder. But you can fully expect to be catching quite a few flounder on pretty much every outing. The pompano is a little bit early. We do hope to have a great pompano year, especially compared to last year. Spanish mackerel fishing is pretty easy. The mouth of Tampa Bay, pretty much all the Gulf passes, we have plenty of mackerel opportunities. My bait of choice is the Silly Willy with an Uncle Neil custom teaser. You put that down in front of mackerel and you jig it. They see it, they eat it. Bulk up on your leader, go up to some 40-pound leader for mackerel, and go from there. Some other news on the fishing front. We had one gentleman caught a 45-pound cobia this week out of his kayak, which was a great catch. King mackerel are one that I have not had any updates on. Quite honestly, I feel like I've been fishing in the wind since October. Pretty much all these days, wind, wind, wind. And, you know, it's just, it's one of those things, you just have to deal with it. We're in Florida, the wind is going to blow a majority of the time. It would be real nice if we could have a few days of some nice fishing on windless days, which we're going to get eventually, but we have been stuck in a pretty consistent pattern, and we have gone out fishing on a lot of those days that was more wind than less, and we've had great results. So you pick the right place to go in the wind, you make the right plan, and you should still find your success. So don't let the wind stop you from going, but, you know, for sure try and make a good fishing plan that incorporates, you know, the wind direction, the wind speed, and all that. That's going to bring us up to our first break. In segment two, we will have Captain Jason hopping back in here. I'm Neil Taylor with Strike 3 Kayak Fishing, CaptainMel.com. My website, Strike3KayakFishing.com. My phone number, 727-692-6345. If you want to get on my email list to get all my articles, reports, radio show podcasts, it is livelybaits@AOL.com. Listen to all these messages from our sponsors, and when we get back, we're going to have Captain Jason in here to talk about what his fishing's been. Again, our official website, CaptainMel.com. Look for us on Facebook, Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show. And we're going to go to that first break, and when we get back, I'm going to let Captain Jason take over and tell us what's been going on in the world of Apollo Beach. We will be right back. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just to live in for the minute. Yeah, we sell you under all the chattitudes. You never knew how much that money was. Precision Tackle manufactures the best performance floats on the market today. The Cajun Thunder, Back Bay, and Blue Water Thunder all offer quality floats that is the industry's first weighted surface-to-surface course with a noise-attracting clip. No gimmicks, just a quality float that delivers trip after trip. Take it from me, Captain Jason Prieto. These floats will put more fish on the boat. From the original Cajun Thunder to the all-new Back Bay Thunder, you will catch more fish. You can pick one up at Tampa Fishing Outfitters or other retailers near you.
Designed by professional guides with four characteristics that all high-end fishing rods have. Durability, sensitivity, stability, and value. Built to use under all fishing conditions that every angler faces, there is no rod that covers more of your fishing needs. Ohiro series rods include gold, platinum, signature, specialty kayak, and tournament rods. A rod for every angler. Whether you're a recreational angler, guide, or tournament professional, they have a rod that will be as versatile as your fishing condition. Find Ohiro rods at many of your favorite tackle shops, Tampa Fishing Outfitters, or www.justforfishing.com.
The tides and weather are brought to you by Werner Paddle. For decades, Werner Paddles have been handcrafted in the USA, making great paddles for kayak anglers. If you're looking for a new paddle, look to Werner and try one today, because a great fishing paddle is a great paddling paddle. Go to WernerPaddles.com to locate a dealer near you.
And we're back. Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio Show on Sports Talk 1040. I'm Neil Taylor, Strike 3 Kayak Fishing. Captain Jason's still on his way in. He's gonna probably be cursing because there is construction out on these roads, and he was supposed to be here quite a while ago. So, segment two, the tides and the weather. And the weather, you all see, we've got these kind of weak fronts that are kind of rolling through every few days. the last one, a little bit of rain, knocked the rest of the pollen out of the trees, which I'm thankful for, and dried out the air. So April is our predominantly driest month of the year. The rainy season, we get into May, you have the possibility, you know, you have more humidity, you have more heat, you have the possibility for some of those pop-up thunderstorms, a lot of them in the morning. April, you're not seeing too much of that. The tides we have for this week, we are at 8% moon, so we just passed the new moon a couple days ago. 16% moon Monday, 25 Tuesday, 35 Wednesday, 46. We get into the quarter moons Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Next Sunday, we're getting 75% moon. We're getting closer to that full moon, which I have trips booked all the way through there. So our tides, we have pretty similar stuff. Mid-morning low tides for St. Petersburg with good incoming water. And for those of you that are fishing around here and realize what your opportunities are, when we get a little more water on these flats, some of those areas that are 6 inches deep when you get there, when they get about a foot and a half deep, the big speckled trout are going to crush topwater lures up there. And my Tampa Bay Times article this week was on fishing for big trout. And we're just about to the peak season for throwing topwater lures. The mullet spawn that we have in the dead of winter, those baby mullet are reaching that size where they start to resemble topwater lures, and that action gets excellent. So that's something that you can have on the agenda there. Again, you have a lot of these tides. You get later in the week, they're long tide days. You have negative 0.2 on Wednesday at 2 in the morning. You have a 2.1 high tide at 6:41 at night. So that's 16 hours of incoming water moving exactly 2 feet. So it's kind of a slow-moving tide. But it's good. It's a good long incoming tide. There's trout opportunity there. Again, that's on 35% moon. Gets a little tough for Thursday. Water movement is that much less. I mean, it's moving hardly at all. Same thing for Friday. So try and do your fishing between now and Wednesday, and then maybe start to look back for it again when you get to Saturday of next week, and then. Next Sunday's show, we will go over what we have going for the following week's tides. Weather, anyone's guess. Will we have any more significant cold fronts that bring any real cold air? It's possible, but it becomes less and less likely the further into April that we go. We have had, overall, a very good winter. Not a ton of very, very cold air. We had, you know, some stretches of nice, cool nights, but we didn't have a lot of stuff that had us near freezing or anything like that. So I would say, in my opinion, overall, a pretty mild winter, which was enjoyable. For myself and my clients, I have some red fishing trips, exclusively just red fishing trips that are coming up. Right here, these tides right past the new moon, hoping to get on a good opportunity with redfish. The flounder and trout trips, which I call the action trips, I have plenty of those set up with quite a few visitors from out of town that have booked me on trips. And again, my trips, fully instructional. Strike 3 kayak fishing is all lures. And it's all about getting you comfortable with using a kayak, getting you comfortable with all the equipment, how to find the fish, how to use the lures to get the fish to eat them, fighting the fish, landing the fish. It's the whole picture. So I train people in kayak fishing, and I'm very pleased the success of my clients. And you look at the Captain Mel Classic, which is on May 7th. the success of my former clients in that event is it's very good. My nephew and his girlfriend will be fishing in it again, and that's kind of the fun thing when you look at my tournament. You kind of get to choose your division. So his girlfriend, Katrina, last year fished in the ladies' division. So she had a third-place finish in the ladies' division, did very well. So I was talking to them this week, and Garrett said, you know, she's going to fish in the fly division this year. So I thought that was pretty neat. I didn't even realize that she had started fly fishing, but that's what's kind of fun. Some of the people in kayaks choose the open division. You know, some of the ladies choose the no motor division or the open division. Some of the juniors will compete against the adults and try and win things in those other bigger divisions, which the payout is more. We have the junior division rigged up, where basically it's a lot more prizes than it is anything else, and great donations. Fishing Supply Liquidators, who have advertised on this radio show, such tremendous donations that cover a lot of what go to our junior anglers. Bill Jackson's does a great job helping out with stuff. Betts Fishing Center in Largo makes a donation of their gold cards every year. Tampa Fishing Outfitters, they carry the tournament lures. The tournament lures, this tournament is all lure and it's all amateur. So you are not going up against any professionals. Professionals are ineligible to win prizes. They can fish in our tournament. They can pay their $30 and they can get their bragging rights. But they are ineligible to win any of the prizes. So the tournament lures, you are going to get one Miro lure. You're going to get one bag of jig heads. You're going to get one bag of 12-fathom lures. You're going to get one Silly Willy jig. So in addition, you can go out and buy and use any other Miro lure, hard bait lure. That excludes all their soft plastics. That excludes the Paul Browns. Any of their hard baits, their topwater lures, their Mirodines, their Miro minnows. Those are all eligible Miro lures for the tournament. Any that you already own or any that you go buy, you can use in the tournament. The soft plastic sponsor of the tournament is 12-fathom lures. You are going to get a bag with 12-fathom lures. You can buy and use other 12-fathom lures. So those are your two main baits, really. The jig heads are Captain Joe jig heads, which will be available for purchase at the check-in on Friday, May the 6th, at the Fat Cat Tavern. You will get one Joe jig, and you will get one Edge, which is a weedless jig head, in your materials. You can buy and use more of those jig heads. But that's the format of the event. And again, longest trout, longest redfish, longest combined inches is the format of the tournament. Great story last year. Ruben Salazar paid the $10 for the overall pool. He joined the no motor division for his choice of divisions. Ruben, who I took fishing a few weeks prior, Ruben caught one redfish, he caught one trout, and it was the biggest redfish and the biggest trout in his division and for the overall pool. So Ruben took the kayak, which was the first place prize in the no motor division. He took all the cash for longest trout, longest redfish, the longest combined inches. That was the kayak. That was the prize for that. For the overall pool, I think he took almost $900. So Ruben had a payday like no one will ever have again in the Captain Mel Classic. Well, look at who's here.
Hey, hey, hey.
And the fat guy said, why, what color is it now?
Am I in time for the come on, man? We're almost there, ain't we?
Yeah, well, it's tides and weather right now.
Tides and weather.
I finished the tides and weather.
Cool.
The come on man's coming in about 3 minutes.
Did you mention the come on, the catmill.com?
I have.
And the podcast?
Podcast I have not talked about.
What are you doing in here?
Other than I said you could join my email list and you would get them because I email them out.
And plus, you get to talk to Neil through email.
True.
But he uses he's not real good on spell check, so it might look like Spanish.
Your text messages, I don't know what you're talking about.
That's because I talk into my phone and it doesn't understand my lingo. Hadn't caught on yet.
I'm gonna let you read my phone the messages you sent me, and you're gonna try and explain to me,
fun of me
what you were trying to say.
I knew what I was saying. You might not have known what I was saying, but I knew what I was saying. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
I think, right?
I don't know.
But hey, you know what?
I just pick up the phone and call again, figure out what's going on.
Yeah, well, there you go. I usually answer. So, well, guys, we got 1 minute. We're going to wrap it up. We're going to get the come on, man. And I got the come on, man, because I just went through it.
All right.
Well, guys, this is on the Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. Don't forget, check out our official website of the radio show, CaptainMel.com. And you can check out our podcast if you missed us this morning. And that is go to Podomatic app on your phone. And download the app and search Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. Or you can go to Facebook.com/Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. Or go to CaptainMel.com on the forum. Either way, we can get you taken care of. You listen to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. We'll be right back.
When I walk through that door tonight, yeah, I'm gonna miss her. I've got a
The Skyway Fishing Piers open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drive up to terrific action at bare minimum expense. No fishing license necessary. Enjoy some great fishing action at the mouth of Tampa Bay. Take advantage of our expert staff, rod rentals, and enjoy some awesome rod bending action from both our north and south piers. We are looking forward to seeing you at the Skyway Piers. Fishing Supply Liquidators, where your fishing dollar goes further. Over 500,000 top brand name rods, reels, lures, and frozen bait at crazy low prices. Open 7 days a week, we teach people how to catch fish and back up our sales with professional and courteous service, rod and reel repair, and support. We can custom order any fishing tackle item that we don't stock. We are located at the Oldsmar Flea Market. Come on in.
And now it's time for the Come On Man, sponsored by Foy's Tire Service. If you need to get some new tires on your truck, car, or even your boat, just give Foy's Tire Service a call at 813-241-4017. And welcome back to another segment of Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. The Mouth of the South, Captain Jason Prieto, South Shore. The Mouth of the South Shore, I like that.
I forgot to say, why don't you dye it? And then the fat guy says, why, what color is it now?
Oh, not the joke. Me and you, we were talking just off the air. We haven't done radio together in a while because...
it's been a month.
I've had my house saga going on, which is still going on.
And then I took a week off, and you and Travis covered it last week.
Yeah. Man, Travis has been a savior for us. I'm glad to bring him on.
Yeah, he was in 3 or 4 weeks in a row.
Well, Danny's going to come in. He actually is going on a cruise. Must be nice to go cruise in April. Hey, I'm just jealous. I want to go. But Danny's going to come in and talk fishing with us when he gets back. And but right now we're going to do the Come On Man. And I know you've got one, Neil.
I do.
Because I've got one. I want to know the guy in government, particularly local, that decides to do construction at multiple areas all at once. It seems like the whole Tampa, St. Pete, Pinellas Park area is under construction. And the traffic has just been horrendous.
Well, you get on roads that I refuse to use. And, well, where I live, I don't have to use Ulmerton.
See, I take a different route, and the route I took today, they have construction, otherwise it's quick. I was actually making great time.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to teach you a new route, and you're going to take it, and you're going to be happy you know it.
I'm all for it because something that cuts down the time getting here. It's just such a drive from Apollo Beach.
I'm going to keep you off those roads you've been using because they're bad even when there isn't construction.
Yeah, it's just, well, and then you throw the construction everywhere. It's just bad. Even, you know, even just on 75 has been bad. The traffic's just horrendous. But that's, I know it's not a good come on, man, but.
Mike, come on, man. So I get there an hour and a half for the client. I get the boat set and the people show up and I said, oh, are you getting dropped off? Yeah. And he said, but there's two of us. I had this guy down for a solo, so I've only got two kayaks, one for me and one for the one guy.
Shows
guy
up.
Brings an extra guy and doesn't tell me. Well, I got to know how many kayaks to have there.
Well, just put them with you. You can rest on your lap.
My boats aren't. They've got a good weight capacity, but that wouldn't be comfortable
you know,
anyway.
Yeah, people don't understand that. The people don't understand that we plan based on what they tell us. Even on my charters, like I take a max of four people. Occasionally, I have people that say they got three kids, two adults. I've got a big enough boat where I'll say, listen, only four can fish at a time because of the fishing license, but we can bring five, you know, and I got a comfortable boat for that. But I think Travis or somebody had show up. We're supposed to have two people, shows up with like six. And it's like, what do you do? You know, you're sitting here at the dock and you...
Well, here's the ending to my come on, man. So, anyway, I take the guy from out of town. The other guy lives here. He goes, you can take me anytime. So, the guy that lives in town calls back a few days later to set up the trip, but he wants to go for free. How do I figure that I'm giving away charters for free?
Well, you're on Obamacare, right?
I offered him a discount.
Obama's fishing charters.
My second person rate. I was offering him the second person rate.
Yeah.
And he wants even cheaper than that. I mean, it's not even worth my gas money to go down there if I offered any cheaper than that.
Yeah, I mean, you need to make people. It doesn't irritate me, but people call and they want. They're like, well, you know, this guy does it for this and this guy does it for that. You don't deal with this that much because you really don't have that much competition, but you're out there to make an honest day's living. You're not looking for handouts or anything like that. You have to make a certain amount of money to survive. And when I tell people on fishing charters, I try to educate them. And like I said, it's more of a problem in our industry, but it's kind of the same with you. You just don't have the competition that we have. But even in your business, if you have another kayak guy that's doing it for half the cost, he is cutting costs somewhere because you have to make a certain amount to live.
Yeah.
And the amount's not going down.
I can tell you, I never change my rates. They're going to go up someday. I've left them the same to keep it simple.
And look, you can't afford a razor.
There's no way to do it any cheaper than I do.
See, now that's what you're doing on when you show up and your beard's grown out for like 3 months. You go, guys, I got to raise my price here. I can't get a razor here.
I can't
here.
Even afford a haircut.
This is a good one here. I want to try this. You know, I try growing my beard out. It's just too ugly. I mean.
I got everyone talking me out of getting rid of it. I'm ready to wax the thing, and everyone's like, no, I like
it. It's kind
of
cool. It's like two-tone. It's like you got a racing stripe on your right on your goatee.
Yeah. I need to dye the rest of it white or, you know, dye the rest of it whatever.
Neil, you've always been a little different, so you're fine.
Okay.
You're fine. But, hey, I want to give you guys a South Shore fishing report. And it's been busy. Been a lot. Most boats I've seen, and since pre-snook kill, actually, I'd say 2006, as far as boats out there, word is out that the fishing's good over there, but... South Shore and St. Pete, man, the fishing's been really good. Trout bite's been good in St. Pete. I've been catching a lot of juvenile snook on the South Shore. Redfish, I tell you, the redfish has not been real good on the South Shore. There are some fish, and, you know, me and Captain Travis and Danny were actually talking. There's just a lot of boats running on the flats over there, and it, you know, You can get away without snook because snook are ambush feeders and they really don't, you know, they'll move, but they don't move that much. They really don't, they're not like a redfish, but, you know, when you start running over top of them fish day in and day out, the schools are just not, they're going to get up in the bushes, they're going to spread out. So that's been some of the issue, but fishing in general has been good. The weather's been a bear. Did you fish earlier this week, Neil?
Yeah.
With the winds? That's got to kill you in a kayak.
I talked about that in segment one. The wind was just dreadful.
Yeah, I mean, when you got white caps in the, I mean, we were like in 2 foot of water, and I mean, it's, you know, there's white caps. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And they're calling for 14 knots, and it's blowing like 25.
Yeah.
You know, the weather guys have really, really been not very accurate lately. I've canceled. It's like we took March and flipped it with April at the beginning of April so
yeah.
far. But that goes with the territory. But the rain has also been a factor a little bit. But all in all, the fishing's been great. Just me and Travis talked about it last week. You know, etiquette out on the water. This time of year, it's great for business for us, but it's kind of bad. It's great for business, but it can be aggravating because, let's face it, Neil, we're running every day, sometimes two trips a day. So we're already waking up a little on the cranky side.
Yeah.
And then you throw a lot of people on the water, and it's just a recipe for disaster at times. And ethics is starting to play somewhat of an issue. There's a real big issue around the markers with getting bait, which I know this is out of your forte.
what's bait?
But, it's no different than fishing. You know, if somebody's on a marker and the bait's, when the bait's real thick, it's not an issue. But when it's spooky and somebody's chumming, they're typically chumming for a reason. You should probably wait or, you know, ask. Maybe just ask them, hey, can I pull up and get bait, or are you really struggling? Because sometimes when we're chumming, we're actually trying to chum that bait in because it's spooked off.
Yeah.
So it's been an issue, but we've dealt with it. And the key is I've been able to find some bait in places nobody else has been, which is good. But, you know, guys, just get along out there. All the yelling and all arguing back and forth. We're working, and I don't even do what people do, and they're out there having fun. I never understood that. You know, it's like we do this for a living, but when I go do something that I enjoy, the last thing I want to do is yell and scream at somebody. You know, just get along. It's crazy. I just
go the other way.
Yeah, I mean,
spread out.
There's plenty of fish to be caught out there for everybody.
Oh yeah.
So it's. It can wear on you, especially as a charter captain. If you screw up, just stop and say you're sorry. Even captains. I'm not saying we're not kings of the water. We don't own any more than you do. And heck, I've had times where, you know, I've come too close to somebody and didn't really realize it. I can tell you, promise you one thing, you know, is I will never do something on purpose. If something happens, it's typically a misjudgment or something like that. And,
right.
And I know a lot of the guys that I know are the same way. There are some that just don't care. And unfortunately, there's bad
apples.
There's
a couple.
Yeah, there is a couple for sure. But and a good instance, since I've been doing radio with you and got to know you well, I keep an extra eye out for kayakers. And it's not that I didn't before, but you made me understand the other side of the field a little bit to understand what they're doing, which is from a boater standpoint they're kind of the same but a lot different. But
yeah.
Anyhow, just use some ethics out there. There's a lot of people on the water because fishing's great, but we can all catch fish and get along out there for sure.
Absolutely.
What else you got, Neil? We got 2 minutes here if we're on break.
Things have been good. I had a couple days off this week on the slower tides, and then back to full tilt, out in the wind every day, but been dealing with the wind. It hadn't been that bad, but it hadn't been that fun either.
No, it's been, I've got a big bow, and it's not that I can't, because, you know, we had, last Sunday I had some good clients, Tom, and Jeff always goes with me, and I felt real bad because last Saturday and Sunday we had horrible weather.
Yeah.
And we had a front that was stronger than I thought it was going to be. And we got about a minute here. But real quick, these guys were coming down for 2 full days just to fish. No other plans.
Right.
Flight got canceled on Saturday, which was a blessing in disguise. So they came Sunday, and we had 25 knot winds. And I actually tried to take them because I was like, guys, I know you want to go. And it was just a northwest wind. Couldn't do it.
Right.
But guys, we're going to take a little break. Don't forget, check our official website out, capmel.com. If you're interested in doing a kayak charter or a regular fishing charter, give us a call on our premier guys number, 813-373-2610. Also, like us on Facebook. Get the latest podcast, facebook.com/Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. When we get back, I'm going to give you the captain's tip of the week. You listen to Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio on Sports Talk 1040 The Team.
Precision Tackle manufactures the best performance floats on the market today. The Cajun Thunder, Back Bay, and Blue Water Thunder all offer quality floats that is the industry's first weighted surface-to-surface course with a noise-attracting clip. No gimmicks, just a quality float that delivers trip after trip. Take it from me, Captain Jason Prieto. These floats will put more fish on the boat. From the original Cajun Thunder to the all-new Back Bay Thunder, you will catch more fish. You can pick one up at Tampa Fishing Outfitters or other retailers near you.
Want to catch more fish? Try Ohero's 100% fluorocarbon leader. It's by far the most invisible fluorocarbon on the market today, with superior abrasion resistance to meet any rugged saltwater conditions. Ohero fluorocarbon leader is easy to tie and comes in all strengths to fit every angler's needs. Used by many tournament anglers and charter boat captains, Ohero fluorocarbon leader should be in your tackle box.
See them at www.justforfishing.com, Tampa Fishing Outfitters, or any of your major tackle shops.
Want to fish with one of the hosts of the Tampa Fishing Outfitters radio show? All you have to do is give us a call, 813-373-2610. And now it's time for the Captain's Tip of the Week.
This segment brought to you by PowerPole Shallow Water Anchors. Swift, silent, and secure. For more information, go to PowerPole.com. And welcome back to the last segment of the show.
Dun, dun, dun.
I tell you what, Neil, this show really flies when I come in halfway through it. I mean, this is like the fastest show ever.
You got to be loving it.
You can thank the construction guys out there. I'm glad they got work, though, but I wish they'd do it sometime besides rush hour.
Yeah.
But, Neil, we got the captain's tip of the week.
We do. And I don't.
Don't fish in 20 knot winds.
My tip of the week is... do your research and know the right places to look for wind forecasts. Wind Finder is no longer reliable to me.
Really?
I am not having good results with Wind Finder.
It has been off, but they, you know, the weather results in general, because you told me about Wind Finder.
Yeah.
And,
I still look at it every day, but I'll go look at NOAA and a couple other places, and I'll look at the trends. In a lot of cases, it's way different than Wind Finder.
Well, and, the Wind Finder, too, I don't understand how to read the direction. It just has an arrow, but you don't know where north is. I'm confused. Do you understand?
North is straight up.
On that app?
So when it's facing straight to the right, that's going to be a west wind.
Okay.
When it's facing straight left, that's an east wind.
Well, that's what I thought, but they don't really tell you where north is.
No, they don't.
It's kind of weird. They just got an arrow pointing. You're like, okay, well, what direction is that? But you turned me on to that, and it has been a little inaccurate. But the weather guys in general have been off.
Oh, yeah.
So it's been hard to read. But yeah, I'll give you my captain's tip of the week, Neil, and I think this is something that takes home. And Travis has mentioned this. Guys, we're mentioning winds. We're talking about 20, 25-knot winds. Listen, we're out there making a living and canceling trips because it's just not safe. And if you're in a smaller craft boat and there's small craft advisories, that kind of goes hand in hand what you should do, and it's not go fishing.
No, it's stay at home.
Yeah, I mean, I see guys out there. There's some days where I'll fish and it's nasty, but I've got a big enough boat where I'm okay. And I just think, man, I wouldn't be out here in this. I'm out here because they have customers that want to go, or they only got one day. And I'm not in a dangerous situation, but for me as a wreck guy to go out on this, I'm like, nah.
I wrote an article years ago, SCA, Small Craft Advantage, because those days where you're not going to go, I'll still launch kayaks and take people fishing down a creek and completely safe. And if you get bad weather, that's where a lot of the fish go. We have great fishing, and we get the protection of the trees in the creek. So it's not that hard to paddle. You can get to some fish. You can have a great day on a day where no one else is going to leave. No one else is going to leave a ramp. No one else is going to leave their boat dock.
Well, you have to be, if you do, you really need to have a plan and know what you're doing. Because it can, Mother Nature doesn't give a whole lot of, there's not a whole lot of room for error.
Someone who chooses to go off the Gandy in their kayak when the wind's blowing 30 miles per hour. Yeah, that happened like 3 years ago. And the one guy died, and the other guy only survived because he was able to swim to a buoy and cling to it until they picked him up. That was a bad decision. You go down a creek where worst thing that happened, you flip over, you stand back up, you flip your kayak back up. There's no danger. But deep water, heavy currents, and high winds is a bad choice in a kayak. It's not all that much better choice if you're in a boat.
Yeah, it can be it can be a bear. I mean, I tell you, they just had a tournament last weekend, and I'm not big on criticizing, but they had a tournament on Saturday, pretty big, out of Gandy, and it was so rough that the waves were crashing against the dock up there and flipped a 22-foot Pathfinder.
Oh, sunk really?
It. Yeah, sunk it right at the dock, and people crack stuff on their boats, and there's lightning popping. I'm like, why? I mean, to me, I just don't. I mean, nobody forced some people to go out, but I don't understand why they, why they didn't. I would have rescheduled. I just think they would have rescheduled it. I've seen the IFA reschedule in worse conditions.
The Captain Mel Classic, we have never had to reschedule, but there was one year I was close to pulling the plug. And the weather turned out to be pretty good that day, but
To me, is a tournament that, I mean, you fish in kayaks, you're staying in a confined area. When you're talking about redfish tournament, these guys, they might be on fish down in Joe's Island from Gandy, and while it seems like common sense, I can't make that run, people will push the envelope. I mean, I see these guys coming back, broke their transom, we got two fish, but we cracked our transom. I'm like, so you just broke a $50,000 boat for two fish that that might win a $10,000 boat? That's not, you know what I'm saying? So I think sometimes you got to step up and I'm not criticizing anybody, but it was nasty. It was lightning and it was a bad situation. But yeah, good thing is the boat that I think flipped, it was at the dock. But I've never even heard
Maybe
of that.
Maybe that's a picture I saw. I saw a picture of a boat upside down.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the picture I saw.
But, it is what it is. I've seen tournaments cancel. I've seen some ran and some bad stuff. I've seen ones cancel, At the end of the day, you want to run the tournament. There's a lot that goes into that. But I think safety's always got to take first. So,
yeah.
Luckily, I don't think anybody was hurt or anything, but it could have been disastrous, lightning and all. Some guys came in at 12 versus 3, so. Anyhow, that's my captain's tip of the week.
Yeah, mine, getting back to mine, learn the places to go based on the wind direction. You can, with every different direction you have the wind, there's places that are better to go than other places. Learn where they are. Go out and look around when the wind's blowing. Drive around and look and see what things are like and see if it's fishable. And go to those places when you have that wind direction. It's just common sense. It's pretty easy to figure out.
Absolutely, absolutely. Neil, what's been the hot artificial bait? I don't know if you covered that yet.
I've been throwing the 12-fathom Slam R the most, but I've also been catching a lot of fish on that 12-fathom mullet. The Mira Lure Top Pup. We had an outing where Neil Lewis, he listens to the show every week. Neil Lewis got a 21-inch trout, and he got about a dozen nice trout total. And topwater bites about to get really good, but there's fish that are crushing topwaters already. And I would say another 2 weeks and all those mullets spill out, all the baby mullet, then the topwater fishing's going to explode. It's coming.
Cool. You know my live. You know what my favorite bait's been?
Sardine.
Greenbacks.
Sardine.
And when the bite's slow, I just throw some more out there. I tell you, it's funny. There's no doubt about it. Chumming is a productive way to fish live bait, but I've really tried to slow on chumming.
I would be fine if they made it illegal.
Yeah, I wouldn't be fine with that, but it can, I'll tell you this. We fished the IFA down in Punta Gorda, and they just don't have the live bait that we do there. And the fish are going to eat something. And if you throw bait at them every day, which we typically do, there's no doubt about it, the fish are eventually going to get full, and they're going to be picky on what they eat. It's supply and demand. It's very simple. And I think people have grown to throw a ton of bait at fish every day and then wonder why the bite slows up. That bite would stay good if they would chum a little less. There's times when chumming heavy works to benefit, to bring fish in. But, I'd say in March you don't have to do it that much. And we're all guilty of it, except for you.
No, not to me. The part about me saying I'd be fine if they make it illegal, I've got my clients out there and someone shows up and starts chumming. Pulling all the fish away from my clients.
That is,
go up and do that where someone else is fishing.
That's ethics. That same person, if you had that chumming illegal, is going to do something else to take you off because they just don't care. So I don't think the chumming is the problem. It's the person.
Yeah, you're probably right. But
yeah, that's the problem. Then people there are going to find something to tick you off or do something wrong, whether it's buzz you or whatever. Yeah, you gotta be reasonable. And to that extent, I thought about you last weekend. Last Thursday. I do want to let people know that kayaks do scare fish when you go right over top of them. We was fishing cockroach, Neil. This could have been the come on, man. The traffic had me bugged. We got 2 minutes left here.
Oh, yeah.
And we're fishing with the good old Cajun Thunder floaters. They have been hot, right? I should have been the catch of the week. But we're fishing this point, and here come these kayakers. And I turned around, and by the time I looked, they're on top of my corks. And I know they had to see them. I mean, it wasn't like my customer goes, is that normal? I was like, no, and I really don't even know what to say. I mean, because what are you going to do? Like, they're just going across my corks. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like,
it shouldn't happen, but those could be people that don't know any better.
They got to know better.
You never know.
You're right, but you got
But I'll stop them. If I've got my clients out there and there's someone going to encroach, I'll tell them to go around.
Yeah, but
I
mean,
I'm educating those people. Every person that I tell not to go through where my fish are, they know not to do it.
Well, I was actually shocked because I was doing something in my live one. I looked up and I see these three kayakers and they're coming across and I'm like, is this really happening? Like, I'm like, there's no way this is actually happening.
Yeah.
And I didn't even say, I just looked, I said, I just told, told my customers you can't fix stupid. And they already went through them. What am I going to do? Get in an argument with them and then tell me that I'm wrong? I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
So anyhow, but, kayaks do scare fish, too. Outboards and boats scare them a little bit more because they're bigger. But, yeah, kayaks scare fish, too.
Yep.
But, guys, it's been a great show. Great half a show for Neil. Neil, thanks for covering me.
Right. Quite all right.
Guys, don't forget, find us on Facebook.com/ Tampa Fishing Outfitters Radio. If you want a charter, give us a call, 813-373-2610. Or go to capmel.com. Until next week, tight lines.